Topic 125, Obedience. 1. There is no obligation to obey. We seek to train intelligent servers of the race, and these are developed by self-initiated effort, freedom in action, and discrimination in method, and not by unquestioning obedience, negative acquiescence, and blind following. Let this not be forgotten. If any command may ever emanate from the subjective band of teachers of whom I am a humble member, let it be to follow the dictates of your own soul and the promptings of your higher self. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 103 through 104. 2. In the training of the Occidental student, blind, unquestioning obedience is never asked. Suggestions are made as to method and as to a technique which has proved effective for thousands of years and with many disciples. Some rules as to breathing, as to helpful process, and as to practical living on the physical plane will be imparted. But in the training of the new type of disciple during the coming age, it is the will of the watching gurus and rishis that they be left freer than has to heretofore been the case. This may mean a slightly slower development at the beginning, but will result, it is hoped, in a more rapid unfoldment during the later stages upon the path of initiation. Therefore, students are urged to go forward during their period of training with courage and with joy, knowing that they are members of a band of disciples, knowing that they are not alone, but that the strength of the band is theirs. The knowledge of the band is theirs too, as they develop the capacity to apprehend it, and knowing also that the love and wisdom and understanding of the watching elder brothers are back of every aspiring son of God, even though apparently and wisely he is left to wrestle through to the light in the strength of his own omnipotent soul. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 152 through 153. 3. There is no such thing as occult obedience as usually taught by the occult schools. In the olden days in the East, the master exacted from his disciple that implicit obedience which actually made the master responsible and placed upon his shoulders the destiny or the karma of the disciple. That condition no longer holds good. In the coming New Age, the master is responsible for the offering of opportunity and for the right enunciation of the truth, but for no more than that. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 5. 4. The obedience required is obedience to the plan. It is not obedience to the master. The obedience demanded is that of the personality to the soul, as soul knowledge, soul light, and soul control become increasingly potent in the mind and brain reactions of the disciple. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 686 through 687. See also Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 2, pages 264 and 549.